On Radio National Breakfast, Fran has been covering the mental health issue, the mental health funding issue, extensively for some time, as you would know. It's an issue which gets an awful lot of response from you. The frustration engulfing the sector culminated a fortnight ago with the government's senior mental health advisor, Professor John Mendoza, quitting his post, angry with the government's lack of commitment to the issue. Well, now the opposition has upped the stakes, announcing a $1.5 billion funding boost for services for targeting adolescents and young people with psychiatric illnesses, if, of course, they win government. An extra 60 headspace sites will be built in that event, along with 20 new early psychosis intervention centres, the so-called EPIC model pioneered by the Australian of the Year, Patrick McGorry. He's calling on the Gillard government to at least match the coalition's funding pledge for frontline clinical services. Patrick McGorry spoke with our political editor, Alison Carabine.
The EPIC centres basically have applied a fundamental principle of healthcare, which is part of the landscape of heart disease, cancer, diabetes, all the other major illness areas, which is early diagnosis and timely and appropriate treatment of the early stages of an illness to reduce the impact of the disease on the life course. And that reduces mortality and morbidity. And we've applied that principle in schizophrenia and other psychotic illnesses and have found very similar results, that we actually do reduce the level of disability and mortality associated with these illnesses.
The coalition is promising another 20 of these EPIC centres, plus an additional 60 headspace sites. How far do you think this will go towards addressing what now appears to be a mental health crisis affecting Australia's youth?
Well, it is very welcome leadership. They're based on the Health and Hospital Reform Commission's recommendations. The top two recommendations were to expand and strengthen headspace and to roll out the early psychosis model across Australia. And it's very welcome to see a lot more targeted investment going in from the coalition side. We obviously hope this will become a bipartisan approach and the government will make a similar or even better commitment. There are a number of other areas in mental health care that need to be addressed as well as this early intervention and youth focus, but the reason it's top of the list is because I think people realise we want to stop future generations being thrown on the scrap heap through neglect of this proactive early intervention sort of approach.
Is that why early diagnosis is so important?
Yeah, because you can just imagine a 17-year-old or a 21-year-old who's allowed to languish untreated for months or even years in this critical developmental phase of life while effective treatments are available, and they're just not reaching the person or their family. And as a result, there's a tremendous amount of collateral damage and even loss of life as a result of this failure of the system to currently do that.
Now, you say that the coalition is showing some leadership by being prepared to stump up some big dollars. Why do you think the Rudd government was reluctant to do so, even after, as you have mentioned, its own Health and Hospitals Reform Commission recommended much more work be done in the area of mental health?
Well, I'm not sure that they haven't decided to progress this. We just haven't heard the announcement yet. I think it could be seen as an example of the government under the previous Prime Minister having gone off track, as I think Julia Gillard and Bill Shorten have commented on recently. It certainly caused tremendous disappointment and confusion in the mental health field and in the Australian community as to why there wasn't any substantial investment in mental health care. The reasons that had been given were that these things take time, and it'll be the next cab off the rank and so on, but there's a clear-cut case that the government has full confidence in the headspace and EPIC models and also a number of other key initiatives. So there's no real barrier to the government now moving forward and investing in these areas, as well as a number of other things. Obviously, other issues will take time. Nicola Roxon's quite right. The re-engineering process and the restructuring of the whole mental health system, this is a 10-year project, really, and it's got to be done in stages.
And do you think the new Prime Minister understands this? Do you think she understands the issue?
Well, I haven't had a chance to speak with her directly about this yet, but I do know she has visited Origin in the past, our youth mental health service in Melbourne, when she was Shadow Health Minister. She evidenced a very good understanding of mental health care at that point, and I do think she's signalled that she is trying to get the government back on track on key issues, and I think the resignation of John Mendoza a week or so ago indicated how far off track the government had actually got on mental health. And I sincerely hope that Julia Gillard, with her understanding of mental health, would be in a good position to actually match and perhaps even surpass the Coalition's announcement today.
But is it just a matter of more money matching the Coalition offer, or do you want to see more substantial reform?
I think it's certainly a down payment and a way restoring faith with the community and with the sector by showing that the government is prepared to back the things that can be done immediately. But there is a very long-term issue here at stake for Australia, and we've really built the ground floor of a new system of mental health care. But there are several other stories to build on this construction, and it will take a considerable period of time. But we've got to get started on it because lives are being lost and thwarted as we wait.
Are there any votes in mental health? Could it be a vote changer at the election?
Well, I think we've seen a bit of a transformation this year as people have realised just how much of a core issue this is to Australian society. Politicians are really starting to understand that. The reason they hadn't thought that before is because there's been a terrible silence driven by the stigma surrounding mental health, and even though it's always been a key issue, people haven't made that clear to their political representatives and even to the media. So there's no question that it's an issue that affects people's lives fundamentally and will affect their votes.
That is the Australian of the Year, Professor Patrick McGorry, speaking with Alison Carabine in Canberra. ABC Radio National Breakfast, 8 to 7.